So today is 1 year since we left California and moved to Panama. We left the United States on July 4th, 2023, and here we are, July 4th, 2024. Go check out my Instagram, Nourish Farm Panama, for a reel I made just with some clips from the year. It was kind of fun to put it together. And just, yeah, looking back through all the videos, and even Eduardo said, like, the kids look so different, and, I mean, anyone who has kids knows that, but, just so much has changed since, we were living in the United States, you know, so much growing up has happened here. So yeah, go check that out, and if you are, new to listening to our podcast and interested in Panama, be sure to go check out our episodes from season one, where we share, you know, why we decided to relocate to Panama. We talk, we have an episode all about Panama, which is kind of general information. We talk about certain trips we take, beaches and traveling and different towns that we like and the protests last year. So yeah, if you're here and interested in Panama, there's lots of great information for you. If you're here because you're family or friends and keeping up with us, hello. And as always, we're happy to have you listening. And yeah, that's all I have. And we hope you enjoy today's episode. Bienvenidos, welcome, and thank you for joining us for Season 2, Episode 11 of the Panafamilia Podcast with Eduardo and Nicole, where we discuss our experience relocating to and raising our three young children here in Panama, share our journey of building our new farm and home here in Central America, and let you know what we're learning along the way. We're glad you're here. Vaminos! Welcome to our nighttime episode with ENN.
We're doing a late night podcast. It's a Sunday. I'm leaving El Salvador tomorrow, and we spent the whole day at the beach and
relaxing and eating food
and hanging out. So we didn't have time to do one during the day, so we're gonna do one during the night.
That way, I can edit it and put it out while he's gone, because he won't be back till the next Saturday. If it sounds different, it's because we're inside.
Yeah, we're not outside.
With, like, the birds and the rain and the wind, and hopefully all the kids will stay sleeping.
Might sound like a doctor's office, just an empty room.
Or a bathroom. Hopefully it doesn't sound like a bathroom.
Or a bathroom. We're actually both on the toilet right now.
Stupid.
We have dual toilets in this apartment.
Dueling toilets. The water has been out for 2 days. Well, it came back on for, I don't know, a couple hours while we were at the beach.
It's been out in town for like a week now, but our reserve tank has been out for 2 days now.
Right, right. So there's, I mean, it's the whole area basically who's without water. And even if you have a tank, like, yeah, if it's out for that long and you can't recharge it, then you're just screwed. So been doing the camping style dishes outside, boiling water. We've taken like 2 showers in the past 3 days, and they've all been like under 3 minutes.
Yeah. We're, you know, the hotel's empty right now because we're the only ones here. And the owners opened up the other, because there's 2 reserve tanks, and the other 2 rooms have their own reserve tanks. So we're taking showers over there.
Mm-hmm. Quick.
quick showers.
Quick showers. Because we don't know. Because that tank is obviously going to empty out at some point, too, if the water never comes back on.
Yeah. I mean, basically, from what I've been told, because it has been raining a lot. And, like, what was it, Wednesday? It rained really hard?
Let's say Sunday. Yeah, maybe Wednesday. Yeah, because that super, super strong storm that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I don't know if it was Tuesday or Wednesday, it rained for, like, 7 or 8 hours. And then we went to David the next day, and every single time we passed a river, on the side of the river, it was just flooded.
Yeah, tree branches down, and, like, the fields were flooded next to that river.
You see debris coming down. But basically, the river that we pump, that our municipal pumps water from, I guess a bunch of debris is blocking the pipe, so they can't pump water, from what my understanding is. That's a basic, most basic.
Or from, like, what people are assuming happened, because, like, no one really actually knows, right? No, but it happens all the time, so, like, is that what always happens?
Yeah, but this is, like, the worst one, because, like, we actually, like, ran out of water, and we have a reserve tank.
Yeah, so, I guess.
So, who knows? It's part of living here.
I'm sure it's not the worst one ever. It's just the worst one for us.
The worst one for us.
Let's not get too self-centered here.
I'm very self-centered. It's all about us.
We're going to talk today, another episode about Dome Home Progress. Tonight's talk. This evening's episode will be covering Dome Home Progress and how we're getting very close to actually moving in, hopefully. I mean,
yeah. Yes, so that's the plan. So basically, the actual structure is basically finished. Other than a few pieces here and there, but like the
bathroom.
Yeah, like the bathroom, but like the three domes are done. The only domes are, it's like the bathroom dome, and then the mud room, like the changing room, is left, but they're tiny. So those should be done by the end of this week, I would hope, if they have blocks, is the biggest thing. But now we're getting into the inside stuff.
Like final touches. Final touches. Thing, you know, like finishing the walls and painting, and then, well, obviously, like, electrical and plumbing has to come first, which hasn't started yet, but he keeps saying, like, oh, next week we're gonna get it started. So that should be coming soon. There is two electrical boxes already in the patio, which was, like, cool to see.
Yeah. Oh, and then they finished the patio.
Like, the outdoor kitchen area.
And it looks so cool.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about it, and we're like, we had different ideas and some different ideas for the material. And our builder said, why don't we use these blocks for the roof?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay.
He's like, the original plan wasn't to use aircrete blocks, because you do have to make like a giant frame, basically, which is a lot of work. But he just figured, I've already been making this for the closets and everything, so why not just do the same?
Yeah.
Do the same idea out there, and it just turned out really nice. It just looks beautiful.
Because the other option was ferro cement. And, yeah, he basically, why don't we do these blocks? I feel more comfortable doing these blocks than I do the ferro cement. And we're like, okay, yeah, I mean, if that's what you feel most comfortable.
Yeah.
And he started doing it, and he started it before, while we left, or before we left?
I don't know. I think they, no, because we, like, saw them building it. I think maybe the frame was up when we got back
or something. Yeah, the frame
was up. I think, like, the posts, the beams were up, remember?
Yeah, the beams were up. So when we got back, the beams were up, but they didn't have the actual roof. Mm-hmm. So he built the roof, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's connected to the dome.
Yeah.
It's just, like,
and then you've got, like, the big arched double door arched entrance under there too, so it's just going to be like a beautiful scene there. Yeah
it looks cool. We're really happy with the job that Yvonne did on that one, and the guys did, but yeah. And then we finally got the caps put on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The wood caps where all the air is going to flow out in the middle of the domes.
So, which is, like, something that, like, you can kind of go a lot of different routes for, like, the cap at the top. Some people do, like a sunroof, or what's it called? There's a name for it. A window. Sunroof?
Moonroof?
No, that's for a car, though. There's a name for one in the house.
Oven?
Skylight. Yeah. Some people do a skylight with, like, venting, but
We were thinking about skylight for a second.
We were, but then someone said, like, it might just make your domes, like, way too hot with that sunlight always, like, streaming in, which I think Ignacio said that, and I was like, yeah, I guess that's true.
The sun's pretty strong down here.
Yeah, and if you have that, like, just shining through the sky all day. So Ignacio, the builder from California, suggested something more of, like, a covered cap that, like, has some air vents underneath that can still let the air out and you get a little bit of light, but, like, protects you from the rain and stuff. So the guy that, our wood guy that's making our windows and doors, him and Yvonne got together and came up with this design, and it's these beautiful wooden rings that are, that, like, set into the hole in the center of the dome, and then goes up about, what, like, 6 inches with, like, mm-hmm. three vents with Maya, with, like, mosquito netting in each one. So, like, air can get out, but obviously, like, bugs can't get in. And then, like a cone hat.
Kind of. One of those rice picking hats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, one of those straw hats that's, like...
That you see, like, in Vietnam or someone, like, out in the rice fields picking
those. Yeah, yeah. So it's, like, pointed in the middle. It's really pretty. And they, that was made out of wood, too.
Yeah, the guys call them the sombreros.
They call those the sombreros.
They call them the sombreros.
And then they covered it with cement, and then I'm assuming we'll paint that with the same paint as the house, too. Yeah. Like, the acrylic paint that we have to use. So all the three main domes have those put in, and the caps will be almost complete soon. They, like, finishing touches on all the windows. So all the windows have these really beautiful eaves that stick out about 1.5-2 feet to protect from sun and rain. And they added even more, like, cement around the outside just to make them look nice and smooth and very uniform. And, I mean, they're just beautiful. Like, yeah. So beautiful.
Yeah, they've been working on the windows this past week just to get them ready for Eleni to get the exact measurements for the wood.
Yeah, so the guy that's making our windows and doors lives locally, and they're all going to be wooden, and I'm so excited for them.
Yeah.
So they're making sure those openings are all set to go so he can put those in. Yeah, we got some... We're going to try and do, like, a lime plaster interior. So we got some hydrated lime, and they're going to do some testing with that because it's not a material that they've worked with, but...
It's, like, similar, though.
Yeah, it's similar, like, mixing and stuff, but the application's a bit more complicated, apparently. But I'm really excited for that look. The outside, like we said, has to be, like, an acrylic paint. That's really the only option, just because there's no roofing or anything. So the acrylic creates this, like, plastic, like, seal, basically. And we'll just, you know, touch that up whenever there's cracks and stuff. But you don't want any cracks, because... The way the water comes down here, that would be bad. We've got, like, spots in there now since it's not, like, sealed, where, like, you can see soap, like, dripping out from the blocks. There's, like, this white stuff in certain spots. It looks kind of gross.
Yeah.
Like, drips down. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's soap.
Yeah. The first time I saw it, I was like, what is that?
It's like soap. It's like crying. The dome is crying.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else?
What else we got?
What else are we working on? Yeah, so, like... We're trying to
make it as livable.
We're trying to make it livable by, like, second week of August. That's our goal, which is a very lofty goal right now. But we have our shipping container coming at that time. Like, we have a date set now for July for it to leave Oakland. And so that's really going to, like... give us, like, a deadline, because, like, once our stuff arrives, like, we have to have somewhere to put it that's secure. Yeah. And I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to live there, but I really wouldn't want to, like,
find a place to move that stuff.
There's nowhere else to put it, I don't think. Yeah. And then we have to move it all again. Yeah. Like, and we want it to be secure. I wouldn't want to just leave it out there if it's not, like, super secure. Yeah, sure. Right. All our stuff.
Yeah.
And also we want to be living there, so we're, like, trying to figure out how to make it as livable as possible so we can move in and then continue to work on stuff that isn't imperative for us to be living there, you know. Yeah. Like the laundry room, or
basically the laundry room and the garage have been put on the back burner.
Yeah. And even, like, the, like I said, I've told Eddie before, if we can get, like, the outdoor bathroom up and running, because that's a little easier,
And then work on the indoor bathroom, because that's one we want to make a little, well, nicer. At least I do. Yeah, I want to make it a little nicer and do some like nice towel work and maybe Tadillac and put like a bathtub in and stuff. But we can work on that once we're there, because that's not like dust and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then just use the outdoor bathroom. I mean, we're used to here freaking doing dishes with pool water, so
yeah.
At least we'd be there like in our own house on our farm. You know, that's the biggest thing.
It's been an interesting couple of days, how we just kind of like, we get another punch thrown at us. We're like, all right, I guess we'll just start doing dishes like this.
Just squatting over. I mean, it's very, I told Eddie, I feel like I'm on like the Oregon Trail here sometimes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like.
Like we always say, we live in a very beautiful area, but it's very rural, very distant from a big city. You can see sometimes when it comes to certain stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful here. We love it. But yeah, when it comes to stuff like that, you know.
I mean, when we went to the beach today and there's like, it was just a perfect day at the
today
beach.
Today was a perfect day at the beach.
It's so beautiful. We're just like, we could just drive here, like 15 minutes from our house. Like, God is just so good to have brought us here.
Yeah. I caught like 7 waves.
It
was just like a perfect wave machine day today.
Let's just say this, like, usually I never see him catch a wave, and I'll be standing there for a long time and he'll be out there for like 45 minutes. Today I saw like him catch like 4 waves.
Yeah, today was just too easy. It's a lot of fun.
Kids, and then the boys went surfing too.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah
we'll put up with the with no water right now, especially since we know once we get to our own place, we got our own well and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad. I said it today. Like, I feel like getting our own well, digging our own well was one of the smartest things we did.
Yeah.
Because water is just, like, not, you can't really count on it here.
Yeah. It just all comes from the river.
Mm-hmm. And, you know. Plus, like, we wanted to be able to drink the water, too, and not have to continue to buy bottled water. Let's see. What else?
I think that's it.
It's pretty much the update. Just very short-winded tonight.
Yeah, very short. Just wanted to give a quick little dome update. We'll see what else we got lined up for future podcast episodes.
Yeah.
Maybe I can have a podcast where I interview Nicole about her time being here alone without me, raising 3 kids by herself for a week. While I'm on my work trips.
Oh, people do that all the time.
But not in a foreign country.
Yeah, so, I guess not.
I'm
not too worried about it.
Yeah,
I got my list. We got the fridge stocked up. I baked tons of bread. Made banana bread.
She's got her list of things to survive. I got a list of things I don't want to eat. And 1 through 5 in El Salvador is pupusas.
1 through 5 is pupusas?
Yeah.
Yeah, pupusa.
A chicharron pupusa, a cheese pupusa.
You think they do the spinach there?
Probably not.
Every time we've gotten pupusas in California, there's always a spinach and like black bean one, wasn't there?
Yeah, the black bean spinach one. I just want the chicharron one. The chicharron one sounds so good.
We had pulled pork again for dinner. It was delicious. We had it last Sunday and this Sunday.
It's
so good.
We found this place in David called, I don't know if we were to talk to this, but
I don't remember.
La Casa del Cerdo, which is the house of pig. and it's pig. They have such good like pork there. Pork
well,
cuts.
We've only tried the pork shoulder and the chorizo.
And the chorizo. They're both good.
They're both good, yeah.
I bought some breakfast sausage this week to try it out.
Did they have pork chops? Did you look?
They didn't have pork chops. Oh, no, they did. But I went with the lamb chops.
Oh, well. So it's Casa del Cerdo.
In Oveja.
Poquito
borrego, sheep. But,
is borrego a, like, California Mexican thing?
It's a Mexican thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a nice place. Like, we just, like, I'm so full because I eat so much.
From the pork? Yeah. Well, like I said, it's like, most of the meat we get, the beef we get, isn't very, doesn't have very much fat on it, which I don't like. I mean, I prefer our meat to have fat on it,
mm-hmm.
but that's just how they do it here. But this pork has a lot of good fat, and obviously fat is
what fills you up.
Yeah, a part of the component of what fills you up and keeps you full. I mean, the protein is great, but like the fat is what really holds on. And
yeah, I think last week I didn't feel like eating until like the middle of the day of like, the next day. We're usually like the next morning I'm like, I need to eat.
I woke up last night at like 3 a.m. or this morning, whatever, and I was like hungry.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be eating. I got a long travel day tomorrow, but
just breakfast.
And I think I might just eat breakfast just because it's here, but
yeah,
other than that, well, that's good because I'll have to eat at the airport.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Maybe just a little coffee.
Last time I got Wetzel's pretzels.
Oh yeah.
At the Panama airport. That's the Tocumen airport. I think this time I'm gonna get a
Pew Pew, or what's it called?
Kentucky Popeyes. Popeyes. Well, like the airports are so, I mean, every airport's really expensive, but like,
yeah, that's just how it is.
I was walking around last one, I was like, I don't want to spend $10 on a chicken sandwich. And then I spent like $9 on
pretzels.
On pretzel, what do you call them? The
pretzel dogs.
Pretzels with the little wieners in them.
Yeah, pretzel dogs.
Pretzel dogs.
I think so. Yeah.
And I was sitting down eating them, and I was like, I should just gotten the sandwich. Mm-hmm. Paid the extra dollar and got the sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know why he thinks he's gonna find like cheap food, like a food stand or something at an airport.
I'm just so used to like.
It's like Disneyland. Like you just gotta cough it up.
Outside of California, like all the places I've been, it's just like I've been able to find like cheap food,
but not inside of an airport.
Not inside an airport. Yes. Like when I went to Costa Rica, I think I spent like $4 on food.
Yeah.
When I went to Colombia, the meals that I paid for, not the company, I was dropping no less than $10
yeah.
for like full plates.
After you do like 5 work trips, you'll have to do like a episode where you like rate them or something.
Rate the trip or rate the places?
Just as a whole. I would say the whole trip.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess you could rate the places.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would kind of include the trip, because if the trip is bad, you're not going to like the place. You're not going to be like, oh, I loved Colombia, but I hated the trip. Like,
that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Or, like, I hated El Salvador, but I loved the trip. I love it. That wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
All right. Well, obviously, our nighttime personas are a bit quicker, and I feel like a little less...
Energetic.
More physical. I've had a cold, too, so if I sound stuffed up, sorry.
We've been beaten down.
And if I've been sniffing.
We've been beaten down by our kids.
Oh, they're fine.
All right, well, see you, world. See you on the other side.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Adios.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll see you next time on the Pana Familia podcast.